This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When I say I'm like critical of like traditional religion, because like the obviously the conceptions of God or whatever, we're supposed to like, you know, white guy with a beard sits on a cloud, whatever, like this is what they want us to understand as like God.
Yeah.
God has glasses.
Well, this is a point I was going to make, which is that I think some people say, well, that's just this specific thing that has been sold to us, this like white guy with a beard on some cloud. And I go,
right,
it's actually not specific enough.
Yes, exactly.
I think he's Polish.
Yeah.
I do not think he's white.
Right.
You know, I think that he is a Polish man. Glasses. Yes.
Yes. He for sure has glasses. He's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge and we're tiny. So like he's looking at us all the time. Like he doesn't need glasses. We're so tiny to him.
This is my intro, right? I just
he's gigantic. He's like the biggest guy. I'd love to hear your take on this.
He's bigger, I think, than
you deal with this. These like big questions, right?
Well, this is actually a good question for you because you do tackle things like this, but you wouldn't be able to tackle God. He's huge. Who do you think of as like the biggest guy?
I would say the biggest guy was 8'11". So I like to think of that guy. I think the tallest guy.
Well, God's a little smaller than that, you know.
As far as where I was raised, you're the tallest man is God. And
to God, that's a the tiniest inchworm.
Oh,
that's like huge.
Oh, my conception of God is that he's 8'8". So if this guy's 8'11", God's going like, that's not so tall.
It's just sort of a weird box to put God in, I think.
Let's stand back to back.
Well, if you're going to make him 8'8".
He's a Polish guy. He's saying it in Polish.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, he's definitely, yeah. I don't disagree with the Polish thing.
The glasses thing you take issue with?
I just take issue with the idea that we're going to, you know, go 8'8". I think we could probably meet, it's probably Boban Marjanovic is probably who we're thinking God is. I mean, he's not Polish, but to an American, I think we could fudge him as Polish.
No, he's I don't Polish-ish. Really know the difference between them and whatever he is.
That's the right way to say that. And I'm sure that's the right way to say that. But so something like that. I mean, I just think, you know, I definitely, you know, I support the idea that he's big, but he's like relatable. You know, I think that's what people loved about Jesus. He was like
huge,
big guy, but huge. He was just down. Yeah, Jesus is not as big as
Well, he's
God,
his kid.
Obviously,
I think he's his kid.
Yeah,
I don't remember the tree, but I believe he's the son of God.
He's either his kid or he's one of his kids, like very, very close friends.
So close that like he's around the house all the time, and like basically at some point you're like, hey, man.
Yeah,
like, do you that just he's just in just, that. Like,
there's no actual direct familial relation, but he's just bed. Like, yes. Uncle God?
Yes.
Uncle God's good.
Uncle God? Is there any Elio's in the freezer? Uncle God's like, there's one Elio's.
Now there are.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about a bounty. Yeah.
I just went to the store.
No, I guess.
Or what are you saying?
It would be it could be that I didn't really picture him shopping.
Now there are. Yeah, I just put the groceries away.
Now there are. Mm-hmm. I bought some a couple hours ago.
Yeah. That's right.
And Ilios is the name of the sun god. So like they have that up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the irony that he's working with the Frozens is
it's crazy.
Not lost on
the sun is so hot.
Well, it doesn't matter to him. They last long. They can be stored that way, and he can cook them like this. He pinch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really the form we all
burns his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's nice to like meet, you know, because obviously we obviously have different denominations. I mean, the way we're talking, but we're able to meet in the middle and find like
we were all
ground.
Raised in
what's
totally
your denomination?
With all different kinds of being Catholic.
De Niro's.
Oh wow.
What were you?
My denomination?
Yeah.
Hundreds.
That's really
hundreds
good.
Only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could be tough. I mean, that's a tough way to grow up. I've heard about people who grew up with that, and that's you have to be very, you know, no, not enough people break those if you're not.
But the clothes, the clothes are nice.
In my
the
household,
are very fancy.
It's funny to think about it because when I was growing up, it seemed so normal to me, and now it would be controversial. But in my household, Joe Biden got denomination.
That's crazy. That's wild. That was a while ago, huh?
That's when he was growing up, though.
Yeah,
that was a while
that's when I was
ago.
Growing up.
I mean,
up.
He was saying he's talking about when he was growing up. So
yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
it makes sense that it would be a while.
You grow up around it, you don't even think about it. But now, obviously, it's controversial that Joe Biden got the nomination.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gareth,
but let's introduce. You asked Gareth. If it
I'd rather
intro,
not be
and
introduced.
It was.
No, I, at this point, I don't. I would
well, I'd rather not do it. I mean, I'd rather not do it. I don't know what I would say
unless it's if it's prepared and really good. Let's do it. But if it's going to be, let's do it right if we're going to do it. And I don't mind doing it. I should.
What would a prepared one sound like? And I'll let
this
you know if that's what I do.
Guy is incredible. Something like that. Starting like that would be great for me.
We're going off.
You've seen him on Comedy Central's Premium Blend.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Colleges all over the country. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I want that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Shorties watching shorties.
Yep.
Pulp comics. Yeah, we just
make me laugh.
Yeah, I oh man. When I was a kid, let me tell you, I would have done a lot to be on Make Me Laugh. But no, go ahead. I guess if it's good, let's do it. Let's
were you sick a lot as a kid? So you're watching Make Me Laugh at like 2:30 PM?
Yeah.
On a
I played Make
day.
Me That's, Sick.
Yes, that's the mark of a sick child.
I remember as an older man meeting the guy who hosted it.
Mark Cohen.
Wow, that's fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
And he was like playing like, he was like opening for someone I knew at the Golden Nugget. And I was like, that's a crazy reality check for this business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember.
He's saying walking in Memphis too, right?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Someone on Make Me Laugh doing, because you only had a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah. That's what was so horrible about the show.
And it was, he just goes real quick, Al Pacino, Jerry Seinfeld, and Christopher Walken as the Budweiser frogs. Just one by one, Budweiser annihilates, destroys the entire studio and me at home. And then I did it for my parents at dinner.
Wow.
And
it was Pacino, Seinfeld, and who's the third?
Christopher Walken.
Walken.
Sir.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
But
did it make him laugh?
What? I said he destroyed the entire fucking studio. Like, I've never.
No, did it make your family laugh?
No, at some point.
Well, you were just doing the show Make My Dinner.
The chain reaction has to end somewhere.
I mean, but we're just talking about, you know, one away. You feel like it's
Close
to the original source material.
It's got to end somewhere, though.
I know, but it literally ended the first, you know, the first time away.
Well, I don't know who gave it to him. Someone must have
true.
Done it for
probably,
him.
Yeah, there's no way that guy came up
with
that.
But he just made that up.
He had to start out. He was watching Make Me Laugh, you know.
It's very meta.
Yeah.
Is it crazy? Sorry, is it crazy to hear the full impression of it? Is it crazy to ask for that?
To have
I well,
do
I did,
it?
I did, I did Bud, and I did
Could I hear it all?
And Jerry Seinfeld, that one I'm losing a little bit.
Well, what if you put it all together so we could just kind of hear that? And I think you could kind of probably cover your tracks a little as the Seinfeld one.
That, yeah, that's really good.
Lies.
That is what it was. Lies. And I think that's where I went astray at dinner.
Well, maybe the thing to do is to, why don't you do the Chris Rock and the Walken? I'll do the middle.
Wait, he's doing Chris Rock now? I am curious.
So that is a great way to trick me into doing Chris Rock.
Yeah. I think you're allowed to do it.
If Sean hadn't pointed it out, I would have done it. I think here's my problem at dinner.
I don't think
I distinguished the wise and the Seinfeld and the Walken. I didn't
all
separate
this
them.
Planning,
enough.
Months of planning.
Sean.
And at the crucial moment.
2 years I lost. Of waiting to cancel him.
We were so fucking close.
And then we got it so organically.
In the palm of our hand.
Someone mentions premium blend. Right of course I'm going to bring up Make Me Laugh. Of course I'm going to bring up
that.
We're
in a war room. Cork boards, yarn. I don't think premium blend is going to get him to say it. I've worked with him long enough. It'll pimp him into it. He knows.
Gareth, what we know of you is mostly what Kevin has.
That's nice.
Told us.
It's a bad start to the intro, but we'll plow through.
He said your name was Garth, which I was like,
kept saying it, Garth. Yeah,
it's not Garth.
We've been so clear about this. It's not.
I don't know
who to believe anymore.
It isn't. It's just, believe me, it's not.
Kevin?
No, don't even
30
ask
second
his
rebuttal.
What? he's going to get the denomination.
Jury's still out.
Wise. Is that wrong to do? So my name's Gareth.
That's Wise.
See, I think you would go more like Wise.
Well, now I'm just doing an impression of you doing an impression.
A lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know
like
that.
You just kind of set ship that, face, voice that launched 1,000 Seinfelds. Sorry.
It took me, crazy?
It took me quite a few shots.
I hear that.
Is that crazy to say?
No, not at all. That's why we wanted you in here. That was the other thing we knew about you. We knew what Kevin said, and we knew that you were
my name might be
the
Garth
original and Jerry Seinfeld.
The show is, we're here to help.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
Well,
oh, my show.
No. It was. The show was Hollywood Handbook. The show at
Hollywood
one
Handbook
time,
was the show for
I
a
don't
long
think you're allowed
time.
To take.
Show.
Well, we're here to help is my show, so I don't think you're allowed to.
And now it's the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't.
That's now it's
you're
show,
Seinfelding
you know?
Me. You can't
and
do
for
that.
For a long time, the show was Hollywood Handbook. Man, yep. that was nice.
Legally, the move you're making right now is not wise.
I'm just saying, this is now the show. It's been covered and.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That I mean, old, I'll let her go.
That's on TV.
That old gray lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't really, but yeah, I guess.
And she
the
can,
old gray bitch, yes. Kevin calls her.
Oh, come on. Kevin, you had a line
and he
again.
Says, and he says, but I tamed her. That's what Kevin said.
Kevin.
That's
what he's not, Kevin he's not doing any like hand motions or anything.
Kevin
he
calls
says
me
he?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, Kevin.
He is doing hand motions, but I don't know what they are. I don't understand
crazy.
Them.
That's crazy.
It sort of looks like he's playing the trumpet, but it's really far away from his body.
That's great.
I don't know what it means.
That's wild. Yeah, that makes... He's doing it now. And he says, I tamed her while he does that.
I tamed that old gray bitch.
Yes.
I can't even.
I don't know what the hands are doing.
God.
And he... it's Kevin's the producer.
Yep.
And he's on-air talent as well.
Yep.
And that's what he does. He works his way on there, doesn't he?
Something yeah, he really
finds
does.
His way onto that
a,
microphone.
Behind
I had
the
a
scenes
small
guy.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what could work. He does a lot of that.
Yes.
He does the
this
jump
part
in.
I think I'll need to explain.
Well, I'll listen to some of our episodes and there'll be edits and I'll go, he really cut a lot around me, but I don't think he really cut around himself a lot.
Yeah, he just does that. He doesn't.
I know my stuff works, he always says.
Yeah.
We'll finish an episode that's a little bumpy, kind of like this one. Yeah. And we'll go, hey, can we even release this? And he'll go, I know my stuff works.
We should put it out because I'm on fire this one.
Yeah.
And he talks to us like he's, I don't know how much he talks to you about us, but he talks to us about you all the time. And it doesn't come up.
I mean, it's come up, but it's been like, he's been, you know, I mean, I don't think I'd be out of line saying he's been pissed when he's talking about you guys.
Okay.
That's how it is framed.
Yeah. Okay. It's, and a lot of times it's comparative. A lot of times he'll sort of tell us what we're doing in the direction of something that he likes and how it compares to, you know, they won't so ever get there.
Than what we do makes him pissed because we won't get there.
They'll never get there. He keeps saying that sort of stuff.
He said that
they were so close, and that was a few years ago, he says.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jesus, he's saying,
because so he's a fan first, and it pisses him off so much when he doesn't get
Hang the up content the phone
that he needs.
Yes. Right. That's what he says a lot. He goes, I need that content isn't where I need
he's
it.
He's so passionate about the content, and there's something very specific he's looking for that we've been unable to provide. That's why we've been doing the show for so long.
Yeah.
When he talks, I mean, it's just like so weird because when he talks to us about you, he's like so pissed.
He's pissed at us? I thought.
No, he's insanely.
What is he saying?
Yeah, he's like
really interesting.
It's like a blind rage. Well, when I can make out the words, a lot of times there's so much spittle, I can't even understand what he's saying.
Because
from the trombone, from playing the trombone and trying to play it from so far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
part of what makes it.
Well, he's doing a lot. He's doing a lot. He's saying that he tamed that old bitch while he's playing the trombone from far away.
Yeah, he calls her Gray too. Yeah.
No, he says he says to us that
good catch.
Every opportunity that he's handed you,
trying to help you out.
You're on book, huh? Yeah. You're scripty.
Okay, this was so good. Can we just have you? Can we just get one where you do say Gray?
Oh yeah, sorry, I did. Yeah, I dropped that on that one. I don't know why. Just from the top.
No. Yeah, I mean, if you want, I mean, it's like, I like what you're doing. It's like a subtle thing, but just for in case like somebody wants it, like, let's get one that's sort of on the nose and we just actually say the line as written.
Yeah, I tamed that old gray dirty bitch. Sorry.
Okay, so I see you giving yourself a thumbs up.
we don't need to. I don't think we shouldn't talk about that, but yeah, I did.
I don't think dirty was in there, I don't want to get caught in a loop.
I don't either.
I
worked with a guy doing Chris Rock stuff, so I don't even want to get. I'm looking to stay away from controversy.
Yeah, stay in your lane a little bit. Yeah.
A lot. So the line again is, I tamed that old gray bitch.
That and we can actually use that. Like, that's good enough for me.
I wasn't a good read.
That was so much better.
I think I could definitely. Well, let me try one as I want it, because just so there's levels. Because that one to me felt very.
Do one for you. Okay, so this is a pickup. We're just gonna get that old gray bitch, and then we're gonna get into something new.
I just want to say, I feel like you guys already are going to use the other one, which I just want to say, if we could just give this one a shot, I think that, because even the way you just framed it is this one's for me.
It's always great to have options. We will definitely record this.
Yeah. We will be using the other one. We will absolutely be using it.
Hold on. Let me just.
Kevin, circle that take, the previous one. I think that is going to be, I'd like to see it in the.
Get into post, I'll tell you. You might be looking for the next one, just to be clear. So let's not, I wouldn't even marry yourselves to that. Kevin, I would uncircle that, and I would just let both of them be there.
Anything. Kevin, Kevin,
circle this one too.
Circle it again, and then throw out the pen and the eraser.
I would love to have this one circled too, but I feel like we're really, we'll do it, and I'll let the work speak for itself, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We rolling? Are we rolling? Can anyone answer me?
Yes, yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, that's a Kevin thing.
Someone
that
is
we're rolling is definitely.
We can be rolling. Yeah, we can be rolling.
It's a weird way to say yeah, for sure. Like, that's not. Does anyone feel really confident that we are? I feel like.
He just said that we can be.
Yeah, but it's a yes or no, and for it to kind of take on so many words feels really.
We know it's an option. I mean,
it definitely wasn't a no.
Just the it looks is like, that's got to make you feel comfortable.
Not as, what were you going to say, Kevin? You had, are we rolling?
It looks like we're rolling. Yeah.
It's better, but it's still really like crazy because you're meticulous. We were just, I mean, we're all making fun of his meticulousness. And then for you guys to be so, all right, I'll just do it. And yeah, I'll record it. I have it so I can send it. You'll I think it'd be better for, I don't even want to make the whole big stink about it because it's obviously taken on a weird little life of its own at this point.
No, now it's become such a big deal, yeah, that I'd almost rather just move on entirely. We don't even get it, you know, because we have it.
We have it, but do we have everything we want? And don't stop rolling if that's what you're going to say.
I'm going to swap SD cards. We're out. We're full on that one.
And all our battery, I think, is going to die over here.
I can just, let me give it to you. And even if it's not rolling, I can get it to you. Or you can say, you can call me at another time and say, we want that. I don't have to do it. I mean, the vibe is horrendous right now, to be quite honest with you. The energy is really, it's bad and negative. And I want to do it. And I can't even believe how long I'm talking about it. I know I sound
I feel amazing. The energy got so bad.
I feel amazing. We got it. I'm seeing it in the cut. Like,
that was me testing out.
All I care about is the finished product. That's what's important to me.
You want more options?
And that isn't a great place right now because we've got
it. To only do one is not great. So let me do one more because I want to move on from this. This has been...
Sure. Well, you did three. You did one correctly, and then you did two other
ones.
I want to do one more.
To be clear, and I'm not even pushing back, because I think that's great.
Say, oh, we only did one, and it's like, well, you want to do a four.
No, and I'm not, so it's not. Don't make it feel like there's friction. There's no, I'm agreeing. I messed up.
No, I'm happy.
I'm the happiest person.
I'm over the fucking moon with everything.
The fact that I am seeing it in the cut.
I'm Zoloft the man. Listen, let's not. Look at us. Are we having a good...
Did you say you're Zoloft the man?
Zoloft the man? Is that like Portugal
like
the man?
Cut out if possible. I don't want to put too much on Kevin's plate.
It's sort of a misrepresentation of what Zoloft even is.
I agree. It's not. Let's get the line and then we can circle back on the Zoloft thing because I'm not proud of it. I don't think anyone's super into it. So let's get the line and move on from that part because this is, again, it's ridiculous how long this is taking. When I feel myself talking, I feel myself losing everyone, and I don't like that feeling at all. Mm-mm. So let's just get it now. Ready? Are we rolling? Kevin, is the SD card back in and new?
Yeah.
There's like an ellipses before
he
that.
He said it's a yes or no question. He said, I mean, it's very, very close to a yes.
It's
100% not a no.
I'm really proud of Kevin because I know how hard this is for him. Especially with everything he's told me about, you know,
and this is
what
actually,
he deals with
this
your
is
show
very,
and,
very much resonating with what Kevin
I know how
said.
Pissed he is.
So. Yeah, that's great for the character that I'm going for right now. So that is, while I really would maybe flag and push back a little bit on him being through so much and how proud you are of him, I love that. Let's just get the line so we can move on right away. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to do it. Does anyone want to lead me in with anything, or I'll just go
I
cold.
I think we've established who would do that if it. I mean, well, I definitely don't remember what the lead in was.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, does anyone
want to? You want me to lead you in with something?
Yeah. What? Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Here we. Okay.
Little,
all right.
Little,
so
little,
you.
Hey, little chemistry.
Somebody want to lead
anyone.
Me into the lead in?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. Give him a lead in.
Give anyone? Me something. You give me something. It'll be a two. This will be a two hander. You
okay.
give me something.
Whatever's
I'll give it back. We'll lead
you
in.
We will
okay.
not be using it. So this
you'll
is
set it
entirely
up. Yeah.
For
let's
you.
Not.
Okay.
Let's not, okay. Let's not say stuff like that right away because it's not great energy. Okay. I'm going to lead you in. Then
this
lead
is
me
not
in.
Right away. Yeah. Nothing about
lead
what's
me
happening
into the lead
now
in.
Is right away.
I'm not trying to create that tension.
That's I'm
not...
losing it now. I'm losing
no,
my
no,
energy
no,
to be
no,
able
let
to
me
lead in.
Let me lead you in. I'm going to lead you in right now. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm leading you in. I think this one's going to be really good.
Yeah, we're not going to use this, you old gray bitch.
Come on. That's a bad... Okay,
we got it.
No, what for? No, what is? Yeah,
that felt good.
We actually might just be using.
I was in the zone, and that's all you, man. You set me up. You led me into that.
No. You can't.
That really. I went somewhere. I didn't know what I was gonna say.
That actually came out of me. Like for all this, I thought this was such a waste of time, but we did end up actually plusing it so much.
Now hold on. Allow me. Now that we're sort of we've gone through. I do think the first one I did worked. I think that might have been the one.
But I'm actually looking at it now. That one was uncircled, so I don't even know how.
Well,
we're
going to
find it.
Well, we already said we weren't uncircling. We said we weren't uncircling.
When
we
I
said
see
we
it
might
in the cut, some of the eye line is off.
Well, that's yeah. I think I pushed. Shouldn't have. The one I did originally.
But here we are, right? And that's the process, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Not,
like, that's what's so beautiful.
It's the back
is, like,
and forth
back
until
every step of the way. You
pressure makes
it's
diamonds.
It's so funny.
Like,
you plan. And
you were
plan,
you were
plan,
right.
And,
you were
and
right.
Then art happens the way it's meant to happen. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it really was an honor to be a part of your process for you to get me where I needed to be. And for
and then and we had no idea the whole time.
Line. Yeah.
That
no,
like you're just putting us all through our paces to get there.
No, there was a point in the middle where I was like, I hate this man. Like I was hating you.
Yes.
And then ultimately that was what I needed to go where I went.
Exactly. I was pushing for you to get there. And remember when you guys looked at me like I was fucking crazy?
I do.
I remember.
Guilty.
And even
yeah.
that was so long ago now, but I do still barely remember.
And I'll tell you
that.
What. Even though I got us where we need to be, I still would give that original one a listen. I'm not ready to throw it in the trash just yet. I'd still give it another listen because who knows?
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that yes. For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
How are we doing for SD? I mean, did we... My sense when from Kevin's yeah the second time was that he taped over the old SD card.
Well, that
isn't that
be,
kind of the it, vibe you were getting?
No,
from that yes?
No, the vibe was very switching. Very much that he was switching SD cards. He knowing Kevin, he would not.
I don't know. I've been working. Yeah, I know we all work with him, but I've been working with him a long time. So
a little bit longer than you.
Know
yeah,
whether
a little
it's
bit
a,
long.
Whether
we kind of know what he's taping over.
Whether it's a switching yes or a taping over yes, and it's almost always a taping over yes.
Sometimes there's half of the old ones still around, you know, which is
most of his possessions were destroyed in a fire. So we're not exactly like swimming in SD cards over here.
Yeah.
There.
And he's we
literally were for a while because they all melted.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into that because that's important.
You couldn't use them when they're melted. You have to swim in them.
There's definitely a middle ground, but I definitely want to get into that because that is interesting. I would suggest maybe since we don't have that original one, you might just want one more from me to make sure we have it.
Can I talk about, you did say you wanted to get into it. Can I talk about something that we discuss in terms of Kevin's fire thing that he did?
Yeah.
That is really sort of.
Do you want to get the line first and then get into that? Or do you want to just get into that now?
I'd say time permitting, we could go back for the line. We have such a good one now. I
worry
you diminish your own work because you really did send me somewhere with that.
I did. And I'm not
lead in.
I'm making sure we have the options. And I worry about
and what
the time.
I see in your future, Gareth, on this mm-hmm. episode is a special mm-hmm. thanks.
I don't even want that. But I'm worried about
you want something more than that. So I'm sort of wondering where I'm being taken now. You know what I mean? Like if there is
this
another
one
level
is this one this. Is way more. So I just want to do the line once and make sure we have it. And that's really this one's not a journey. The other one I've been thinking on. I knew what I was doing.
Okay, but that's what you were saying about that one too. The first one.
This one's real though.
I know, but that's what you do. I know. You're like,
and it's interesting.
Though.
I'm going and I'm thinking. Does he think I can do it even better?
No. This one's about me.
That's what it feels like, right? He wants to hear me say it again. And I wonder.
We need to get one of mine. We need to get
one of mine. Is there more in the tank? But I had something to say about Kevin's fire.
Okay. It's just when you said time permitting, I worry we will run out of time. And I just, that's the vibe.
We're not using any of it. So, like,
don't worry about
that. There's still a whole episode to do. We're not using, except of course the line that we got, like that.
And
we're
maybe
using,
the next but. Option, which is very close to coming. So that's just.
So you want to do? You either want to go with the old one, or you want to take another?
I want to go. I want to have the old.
We can't use both. I mean, we're not using either.
I agree.
Yeah, that would be weird. We're like layering them or something.
I'm suggesting that
so strange
we,
to use yours when I'm the one who's going to be talking.
Hey, let's wait to post for the big calls, guy. Now, let's just let what I'm suggesting is a lead in, another lead in, not the line for this lead in. Trust the process, not the line for this. Let me get it out there. And then in post, you have the options. And then we can get into this fire thing, which everyone's dying to hear. I'm dying to hear about the fire stuff.
All right. So you're going to lead me into the lead in again?
Yeah, but your lead in shouldn't be the line this time, just to make sure we have it.
Understood. Yeah. And I hope it's not, because that did feel like it took the wind out of your sails in terms of doing the line.
Well, it's just when you hear lead in, you don't think
gracious about.
But that was your intention. So
yes. No, I was doing a whole.
No, when you did, I was like,
that time you did want that to happen, but this time you don't.
This son of a bitch played me like a fiddle, man. He got me right where we needed to go. I'm really happy with the cut right now. As I'm taking a look at the just sort of the rough assembly.
Oh, so there's an
this
assembly.
This does work.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing about that, what if there's notes?
It's just an editor's pass, but it really, I mean, there's air, like the timing is not perfect.
And the network has honestly been
really
amazing.
Funny.
I'm not seeing.
But they could change so fast. And if you don't have the options, it'll be your ass. Yeah, they'll freak out, man. They're your buddies till they ain't. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I've worked this game a long time, boys.
Okay.
Let's just
so
get
awesome.
One more for safety, mm-hmm. and I'll do it. And the lead in will not be the line, because that can throw people. Not the first time, as I planned that very clearly. Okay, so let's just get one more, and I'll do the lead-in. You do the lead-in. Lead-in should not be the line, and then we'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I don't even remember what I led you in with, but let's get this right. So go ahead. Do it. Don't do the line, though.
Well, the thing about Kevin's fire that we never really talk about that's been frustrating to me is, like, obviously it's tragic on his behalf. An explosion, the garage burning, he wakes up, he's worried that I'm fucking talking.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're in the lead.
No, but come on, go ahead. You've been doing this forever. the tale as it goes is that there was one of these battery chargers, these like Mophie like battery charger, like phone battery chargers, like a portable one that exploded in a backpack. Uh-huh. And of course, it's very sad, his possessions, 2 years of his life, a lot of money put into repairing this. But also, I used to use those little chargers. Sometimes I could really use one.
Do you want this lead-in or not, is my question.
Is it a lead-in?
Can we just get the lead-in? Can we just get the lead-in off?
Can we get the lead-in clean? Because it's going to feel weird if you just say it out of nowhere.
Well, the lead-in feels very much like a subject change, which I was trying to avoid, if you remember when that was the whole thing.
Is this a new direction for it? Is this like a new lead-in?
No,
I'm getting confused.
Are you
doing a second
lead-in? Because Sean, what I thought was you were leading into Sean's lead-in. Sean was going to be able to do his lead-in.
Sean, well, a lead-in, yeah, go ahead. Just a lead-in is normally not a...
Well, you now need to lead him in again to his part. Like,
oh, we don't need to have him do all that again. I mean, that is... It
doesn't have to be all of it, but he can at least like be able to pick up a little bit where he was.
Well, yeah, I do feel like it's hard to start from a dead stop and just...
Okay.
I need to warm the engine up a little.
Yes. Okay, let's...
So give
let's,
him give him something.
Okay, the lead-in will be... Hey, do the lead-in, but remember, I'm going to say the line at some point.
Want the lead in to be the line?
No. No. So no. If my option, go ahead again.
You just had pushed so hard to not have it be that, and then I'm not doing it, and then you're like bugging out.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I understand.
Hello, bugging out. Do I look like I was bugging? Excuse me. I'm not a bugger guy. I'm chill. Let's get it right. Do it.
That's
do
what I want. That's what I love.
Do it. Let's get there.
Great.
I'm very chill. Hey, don't forget, I'm the fucking guy who got us that first line with my process. So let's not get all, hey, what's this guy
doing?
No,
that's
right
what I'm
now
saying.
Right.
I don't
he's
know
right
where we're
he's
at.
Right.
Maybe I'm
he's
not
right
allowed to.
He
maybe
knows
that's
what he's
why
doing
it works.
He knows what he's doing. That's right.
No,
that's
right. It's definitely frustrating, but it's also.
No, it shouldn't be frustrating. Go ahead. Just go ahead again.
That's my lead in. I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, all right. So the lead-in will be, hey, go for it. Tell it. Hey, what happened to the fire? Don't make it too long.
Yes.
Well, it's just that and I don't even know if this is true, but supposedly one of these things just spontaneously combusted. Okay. I'm in a position where sometimes, you know, whatever, I'm on set lately. It's not a big fucking deal. I'm just an EP on a show.
Sure.
But it's like,
on set EP.
So I'm on set. I'm, you know, whatever.
I've got
responsibilities. But sure. You're there and you're on location or something. And your phone starts to wear down, and or you're doing this. You're recording a voice note. Kevin made me record a voice note for this because my SD card's messing up, and I could use one of those little portable batteries. And I used to have them. I would use them, but I'm so scared of them now. And it's got to be.
All right.
If it's even true what he's saying, it's this massive anomaly. Trauma I've experienced from this
crazy
guy's house.
It's crazy.
You know, having its reimagined.
My worry is that if I deliver the line now, it's going to seem so weird. It's just so. It'll be weird.
I was really in it with Sean.
No, yeah, keep going.
It
Sorry.
Felt like
keep,
you had gotten me to a. Yeah. So it is sort of unfair, like the emotional burden that I've been asked to carry on Kevin's behalf for this, and the level of inconvenience, because those things are extremely useful, helpful to have around. Don't you?
I'm
think?
Actually sorry to stop you. I'm agreeing with Gareth. I think if he delivers a line out, it will just be weird. I think we should.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should just move on. I
what
agree.
Is that?
It's
loud? No.
It's well, too wanna, weird. It's too weird. Like that. Like it's. It has
well,
no
I,
place at the end of the story.
I was fucking
it's
saying.
So weird.
I was
it's
saying
so
that.
Weird. I am agreeing
you
with
thought
you.
It
we
would
shouldn't
be weird.
Do it. It's too weird to do
I,
it.
Yeah, I may. I
we
may
have to move on. We have to just
the
move
leading.
On. Yes.
I was. This is what I was trying. Okay. All right. Well,
is it the lead?
I am
that's
agreeing
the problem
with
on
you.
That take.
No, I know, but it's like it agreeing with me in a. Yeah, that's like I was saying the whole time that that would happen. So I'm not trying to.
I felt like I was building to it, but
you were,
I do also
good.
Think
it just felt like a total subject change, and it really felt like you were just talking about a totally different thing.
The subject we were on before was, I guess, just you saying the line.
Yes,
it didn't feel like such a
and
rich.
This is,
subject,
I guess, what happens when Kevin tries to bring up the fire. Now I'm seeing what happens. These guys are like, "Hey, this is feeling like a total subject change. I'm trying to do my thing. I'm trying to get
right.
my shit
it's like
off."
This horrible event in his life. Like,
yeah, no, yeah.
Truly traumatized. I mean, he's traumatized. You know, yeah. as I was. I mean, I'm still dealing with the fallout.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, it's been so long, like that we've been recording too. That to just like not.
I think if I just get it out real quick, then we could just be done with it. And I
you
can
want
do it cold.
A one sentence.
I don't even
you
need
want a yeah. one sentence setup that is not the line. Is this right?
Well, I don't even want to. I'm worried that if I agree to a setup, that could be bad. So I'm
just understand. I'm trying to understand
yeah,
if characterizing
can,
this correctly.
Yes,
you would like a
yes,
one sentence
yes.
setup that isn't the line.
I just think you'll yes. I think you'll
okay.
want. The, yeah. So let's just go.
So walk me into it, and I will give you and I will give it to you.
Okay. You know, hey, how about Kevin with all that stuff he's saying about we're here to help that other podcast?
Let's hold for room tone.
Is that the,
we need to,
we
have to,
I'll tame that old great bitch.
We have to get the,
is that, are we even getting the line
need
if
clean?
We're doing room tone?
All right, recorder's on.
Oh, so we weren't, okay. So be quiet through the, okay. Should I do the line?
Maybe I shouldn't be the setup guy. I mean, I think what I'm learning is I'm just not the setup guy. Like,
is that the yeah?
Yeah.
I think we found out I'm kind of the guy who does the line. I've probably done
the line
take we have, yeah. but I don't think I am the setup guy. So maybe that's been the
we
issue.
We could split the line. I think that could be interesting too. Say it at the same time.
Split the line. We both
could be
it.
Crazy. Could work. I don't know.
The two of you.
What are we telling the audience?
It.
Yeah.
Who does the lead into the if the two of you are splitting it then you both do the lead in to the lead in
I think we've gotten a little lost in? With this whole lead in thing too. I think that's sort of maybe where the milk turned for us a little bit. I think that lead in stuff, I don't know if we need that. Let's go old school.
Well, I'm saying
just
I feel
jam
like
it in.
No one's been happy with the lead ins, so
well, I mean, I feel like
I didn't even want to.
But that
do
is
it.
How we got I the one good version of it that we have. And yeah. So it feels weird to be like, hey, what if we don't do the thing that worked?
Well, the thing is we had. All right, let's move ahead. And I'll tell you what. I'll send you guys some options after the show. That's it. There you go. And I don't know why nobody's really reacting to that. But
I don't understand what the fuck it means. And I'm trying to be nice again. Like I am.
I'm trying to move on because I feel like we are now fully fixated on this little thing. And it is not a big deal. And so let's just move on.
We had a lot of stuff planned for the episode. Like
let's
we were
that.
Going to
let's,
do.
Let's
like,
do that.
Things
let's
with
guys,
you about
guys,
you about
guys,
yourself.
Guys. I'm looking at the numbers. The episode did amazing. It's up.
Well,
it's out.
Just...
Like it did. Like I haven't seen this in years. This
nice
kind
job,
of numbers,
Sean.
Thanks. I mean,
there were no
I,
notes.
You know,
I told
was...
you, man. The network has been so fucking.
You guys
chill.
Did do the special thanks and the credits, obviously, to get because at this point I'm recouping.
You said you didn't want it.
No, I said
yeah,
I wanted it
specifically
because
said
I said I didn't want it
not...
because I said I didn't want it because
you
I
said,
thought
I don't even want that.
But I said that because I thought maybe you'd use the line in lieu of me not doing the line. Then yeah, I should have had that.
We
especially
told you
if it's
that
doing great numbers.
We right, but we told you that there was no line. We said. Special thanks was there. The special thanks was right there. It was we were about to ship it.
It
and
should
then you
have
said
been
you didn't want it.
Shipping it is a crazy just it doesn't feel current, but I just think that it there should be some sort of nod in my direction for getting you there, Sean, you know.
On the video feed we're all sort there's like we're some of us are kind of nodding. Not really. Actually not.
I'm like dissociating I'm now. Like, I'm like experiencing yeah. like a whole other thing. I'm like
you mean because of
projecting.
The
like,
because of the numbers.
Yeah, just the reception that we've had to the episode and like how
and that'll
the
do
numbers
it, right? It's like
been.
More powerful. You're a podcaster. It's like people talk about fucking ayahuasca or whatever, like what can really give you these transportive highs. It's like, no, man, you have no fucking idea until you've hit numbers like these.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't know what high is.
No, I just wanted, I felt like we all were doing a thing, you know? And I just wanted another chance.
We did.
Yeah. And I just,
it's so funny because I felt like you, I felt like you were doing a thing. And then I felt like we were doing a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's why, where the fuck is my name in the special? You know, whatever. I'm happy. How about this? We'll work on another.
You said
let's
you didn't
just
want
work,
it because you explicitly said you didn't want it.
Please, let's just work on another line in the future together. That's all I'm asking for. If you get maybe like a 3-line deal with someone, let me just help with that. That's all I'm asking for. A little slice
of
the pie.
I hate to approach it that way of just like there will be some line. Like this line had something to say. It was so organic and it was so of the moment and it was inspired by like real source material. Like it was Kevin's lived experience. And I think that everyone connected to that. And so to just go like, and then we'll do
and
a
and
line. It's so cynical.
Anymore.
It's these fucking sequels. It's this culture of like IP and remakes and like no original thought.
I hate that culture.
I don't really want to participate in like.
We're all on the same page. Yes.
Just producting our audience in this way that is not organic at all.
Let's keep the. We came up with a great thing. The numbers are unbelievable. Let's keep the thing going. Let's do another one sometime. Not the same thing, different thing.
Yeah.
The pushback is great. The pushback is great. And I don't know why. I think we all were feeling something. Then I got us there. Then I maybe did a thing I should have just stayed away from because I just wanted an option for you all.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's awkward. And I don't like that. So let's get it back to where it was. Let's talk about that Polish god a little more. How about that guy, huh? What?
That
is
actually,
some fertile comedy
as
territory.
I look- back.
Even thinking
I was
about
in
him.
My comfort zone when we were doing that.
Yeah.
But it was also not as good as what we ended up doing.
I know,
when
but
I actually
let's
did the line.
Let's it's the circle back.
I feel good
still,
about I mean it's
well
the it's shipped Garth.
Gareth.
What we do is we do our version of it, and then we release it out into the world. We auction it off. The rights are gone. Relativity's got them.
Crazy.
They're in Dana's hands now. Dana and Spacey have the rights. They will do with this project what they feel is right for. And it's no longer ours. Yeah, exactly.
I am not one to say I know better than, you know, media moguls who have produced major hits, culturally impactful hits.
I agree.
I'm not exactly going like, but let's check with Gareth. And that's no.
Well, the voice indicates.
That in no way means to diminish. The voice is me.
That was not your normal voice.
I'm saying that's what I'm not saying.
Yeah, but.
And nor are you saying, let's check with, you know, me or. Whoever.
I know. It's just, there was such synergy going on for a while. And now it feels like we're kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like, if I'm crazy for saying I'm feeling that, you guys, but it just feels like, I don't know, like we had something good back there. The first time I got Sean to say the line, remember that moment that I planned?
I remember it. I just went to the premiere. Like it's very fresh in my mind. Like
you can easily listen back to the episode and remember that moment.
I just did. I just went to the premiere. 17 minutes standing O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's whale.
And now we're upset. Like this is exactly like this is what we've been chasing this whole time.
That's a really good point. It is whale numbers.
See, there's good points. There's good synergy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of upside.
No, people were saying that in the room. Mm-hmm. As they were standing, they were going, Jesus Christ, these are whale numbers.
These are whale numbers. That's the minutes of the standing O. We did whale numbers.
Yeah, I can't even sit down.
And Brendan was there crying just as much as he did, but not for his own project.
With it anyway?
For our project.
Right. So it's just sort of
Yeah, I mean he's got like a special thanks, but like he was, you know.
So there was an area of special thanks in the
There were
the
a couple thing. It was Brendan,
yes,
it was Jake Johnson.
We explicitly
it was,
yeah, Jake
it was
told
like,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's just to be clear, I didn't want to be nixed off of that list, and it's probably
none of them had said that they did not want it.
You could do a make good because I do want something for it. This could get legally. I don't want to. I did help with the line, and I don't want to.
I said near the beginning of the episode, the show is we're here to help. Now, all I was saying at the time was just saying the name of your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you interpreted that as I was saying that the show we were doing was
we're
here to help.
Yeah.
You fucking lost it. I've never seen you like that. Yes, you did.
You bugged you out took, hard. You
no,
bugged
no,
out
We need
hard.
To bury that term. I did not bug out.
You
we're
took
bugging.
Such
no.
such. You went so far out of your way to say that the show we were doing was not We're Here to Help.
No.
But I guess in retrospect, that would have been an opportunity to have all of this fall under the We're Here to Help
even
jingle.
It's also,
right,
tell me you've never been on a talk show without telling me you've never been on a talk show.
Yes.
This is what happens.
Whoa,
you fucking, you sit down on the couch and fucking Seth or whoever goes like, the show is We're Here to Help. That
Feels
they're
like
saying the name of your show.
Out.
They're not saying
someone's bugging out.
They're not saying fucking Late Night with Seth Meyers has been changed to We're Here to Help. They're saying this is the show that this person is plugging. Like I'm promoting their thing for them.
God.
They're gesturing to you. This is what Hayes was doing.
So the show is The Bear, and Eben Moss Backrack is like, what the fuck are you talking about? The show is Late Night
not.
With Seth Meyers.
Hey, am I laughing right now? I'm having a laugh. Because I'm having a good time, okay? Nobody's bugging out. Golly.
I do love the positivity, but it doesn't erase. It's a little bit of gaslighting for me because you were bugging out very hard when Hayes said the show, and you just assumed that someone was trying to steal from you and when we were trying to support you.
Do I look like I'm bugging out? Come on. I'm very chill. Very chill. Hey, remember, how about this? Wise. Remember that? Wise.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. That's we ended up losing that. That was the toughest thing
that
to lose.
I didn't even know it was part of the. I'm very confused as to what the finished product is.
Kill your darlings, you know. We clung for dear life to that moment because we really remembered it being so fun in the room.
Brendan was sobbing over that.
I said that like 40 minutes ago, and that was I'm just here to say, fucking A, this has been an awesome jam sesh to get together.
Recording stopped.
That was a HeadGum podcast.